Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh man, I was just a second too late. I need to cut that intro music off before he says the N-word. I failed that time. What's going on, Love Doctor?
Hey, what's going on, brother man? Good to be here. How you feeling?
Good. All of my female co-hosts kinda went ghost on me. They kinda just bailed. Which is okay. I didn't want so much testosterone on the show, but it's too bad. All right, we'll see if someone calls in. You can call us up 646-595 with 3259. There we go. The Eric Terrell Show is right now. Okay, this is it. Let's do this. All right, this is our Summer Love season finale. Okay, 5 weeks of intense romantic conversation, and it culminates with this episode right here. This is a People's Choice topic, which means you guys selected this topic, and this one is the topic that you selected unanimously. This was the leading vote recipient, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What qualifies as cheating? You got to take it in for a second and think about it, don't you?
Right.
What qualifies as cheating? Now, I don't have any promos, okay? We're just going to do this. Sex obviously qualifies as cheating, Love Doctor.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure when everyone wanted us to do this topic, they wanted to know what qualifies beyond sex. You know, what else is cheating? Oh, you can't have sex with another person. That's cheating. But is everything else fair game? Kissing, slapping on the butt, flirting, cuddling, walking with your arm around the shoulders or waist, dry humping, I don't know, talking to someone on the phone, having a sleepover, having fun without her present, giving a 10-second hug, I don't know. Or maybe it has to be 15 seconds. Okay, I've gotten by with some 10-second hugs. What qualifies as cheating? Does any of that pop out to you?
Yeah.
I mean, I got kind of, you know, kind of frivolous towards the end there, but you get the picture.
Yes, sir.
What qualifies for you?
Cheating is anything that you do that you feel conviction about that you know you shouldn't be doing, that's cheating. If you do something and you know your partner won't like it, that's cheating. You know what I mean? As soon as you do it and you get that conviction, everybody knows what I'm talking about. That's cheating. You could be, it don't always got to be physical. It could be verbally cheating, flirting, mentally cheating, emotionally cheating. You get what I'm saying? You know, we measure what cheating is. Now, sex is definitely more severe, but what do we do to lead up to sex? It starts with a conversation, and then that 10-second hug turns into 20 seconds, into 30 seconds, into the sleepover, and bam, what happened? You feel what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying. Yeah, you're saying that leading up to sex, all of it's cheating, because sex, you can't have sex without already cheating to lead up to having sex. So all of those things that you do before sex, in your opinion, is cheating.
Yeah, texting.
It's cheating. Now, you said mentally, too. So you think you can cheat in your mind.
Yeah, you can. What the Bible say, brother? You know what I mean? Anything in a man's mind is already done. Once you think it is already done. You feel what I'm saying? That lust.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's exactly what the Bible says, but I kind of see. It's not already done, but you know, thinking is bad is basically what the Bible says. Thinking it is not a good thing. What does it say? That thou shalt not covet another man's wife. Is that what you're thinking about?
Yeah. Basically, I can't quote the scripture exactly. I wish I would have quoted it, but basically, once you think it. It's everything, a plan, a business, everything that you want to do starts in the mind. You know what I mean? So when you think it, then basically it's already done where your heart is going. You feel what I'm saying? So in order not to do that, you got to kind of block it out. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's easier said than done, though. Easier said than done, brother.
I'm glad we're able to have the Love Doctor on the air, because I mean everything that I said, I would say that just about none of that qualifies as cheating. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can really cheat too much without having sex. I don't. I mean, if you feel like you want to have sex and you're gonna cheat, then maybe you should do something about that. Maybe you should find a way to not cheat. Maybe, but thinking about it, come on now, thinking about it. And, you know, well, Dr. Williams was on the show last week, and she said that anything that you wouldn't do with your partner present is cheating.
Right.
Now, that I agree with.
Right.
But cool. If you were not sure if they would mind, and it's
that's
not exactly leading up to sex, you know,
mm-hmm.
then maybe I don't know. People cheat all the time is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
People cheat all the time, and no one knows about it, okay? They take it to their grave, and no one cares. And we can't stop the miscellaneous, unknown, untracked cheating, okay? This cheating that's out there and that's never documented, okay, is going to always happen. So if you start calling it cheating, then you really start indicting yourself and just putting a whole bunch of guilt on yourself. But, you know, we know that it's not exactly right. It's not exactly right. But if you're not trying to have sex with the person, if you're not thinking about having sex with the person, I'm not saying it's not cheating. I'm just saying maybe it's not cheating.
right.
Maybe
right,
it's not cheating.
Right.
I don't know. We've got a special guest. We've got a very special guest. One of my comedy mentors is coming to join us on the air in a few minutes. Chris Cotton is coming to join us, and I'm happy to have Chris Cotton. Did you get the five things?
The five things. You're talking to me or Chris?
Oh, no. Chris is. Here we go. You didn't get them. I text you. You didn't.
No, I didn't get them. No.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta stop sending text messages at 6:30 on the dot. But it's my fault. It's just totally my fault you didn't get the text message.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
But listen. This is what we're gonna do. Before we talk to our special guest, Love Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, women think a lot of things are cheating.
Yeah.
And men think a lot of things are cheating, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not a woman, so I don't know the things. I can't tell you all the things, but I found out a few of them, and I'm going to share them, and this is the five things that we have.
All right, here we go.
Because these are the things that men may not recognize are cheating. You understand?
Okay.
So what we're going to do, Love Doctor, are the five things that
mm-hmm.
do qualify as cheating. Because at the end of the day, if she says it's cheating, well, it's cheating, okay? I mean, no matter how much you don't think it's cheating, she said it was. So listen, you can't do it. All right? Here we go. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Number five. Any form of activity with your ex is cheating.
Ooh.
Cheating. This is what I found out, and this is what I've got to share. You can't comment on her pictures. Y'all can't go to Bible study. Y'all can't. She can't come to your comedy show. She's prohibited, all right? She's prohibited. You can't even say her name, okay? She doesn't exist, all right? Just forget that you knew that person. Okay?
She can't come to a loved one funeral or nothing, huh?
She'll love at the funeral. Well, your relationship's over if you're dead, so maybe she can come to your funeral. I don't know.
No, I'm talking about if she comes to one of your loved ones' funeral. Like, she's
I don't know. I don't because why would she be there? Why?
I had a relationship with her, though. You know how they be.
She was my mama, too. Don't even be like that. Don't even be like that. They still my brothers. Mm-mm, you ain't going to do that. No. Go somewhere. Why is this heifer giving remarks at the funeral? She done swindled her way onto the program and everything. Heifer's brilliant. Heifer's brilliant. Okay, I'm just trying to keep us all out of trouble. These are the five things that do qualify as cheating. Number four. Looking at a booty for more than 2 seconds. You got 2 seconds, Marcus. You got 2 seconds.
I believe that.
To look at the booty before you get hit. Before you get hit. And here, you got to have a good comment. You got to have a good comment if you reach that 2 or 3 second mark. You got to say, man, she's got a nice shirt on today. I don't know. I don't. That might make it worse. But I'm just.
Yeah.
You got.
You ain't lying.
Listen. You'll still get hit, but you won't get hit as hard. This is what does qualify as cheating. Number three. All right. Letting another woman touch your cell phone. Okay, they can't touch it.
Oh, that's a, where do you get that one from? That's a touchy one.
That's a touchy one? Do you think they can? Can they touch the cell phone?
Well, I could kind of see it's absolutely no reason to touch your phone. I get it.
Listen, I don't agree with these things, Marcus.
I'm
just telling you, this is what will keep us out of trouble. This is what they think is cheating. This is why I wanted Asia on the air. Asia was busy, and Asia had to work. But, you know, we've got two more co-hosts that are women. You know, if any first-time listeners are wondering why there's so much testosterone on the air. So if you want to call and explain these things, okay, in Ace's absence, then you can call us up, 646-595-3259. Let us know. But from what I notice, this is what will keep us alive, okay? Number three. Letting another woman wear your clothes.
Oh, yeah. You done messed up. you done messed up if you did that. Rather,
she can't borrow a T-shirt.
Mm-mm.
You know, listen, I let a woman wear my shoes. I had on flip-flops, and I almost got killed. Okay, the girl had on heels, and she had to take them off. Around on the dirty floor, I couldn't even give her the flip flops. It was sad. I don't know. I'm just
right.
Listen, I don't make the rules. I don't make the rules, fellas. Okay, I don't do it.
Not even the bucket hat or fitted hat. Not like that, right? That's out.
Well, I think that would be worse because. just because. There's a woman know that you're not just going to give somebody your hat. We don't really like to pass around our hats.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
You can let Tyrone wear your hat. Why the hell she got your hat on for? I don't know.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you can think of something, let me know. These are the five things that do qualify as cheating. This may come as a surprise, but fellas need to know it. Number one. Oral sex. You can't. It's against the rules. It doesn't always lead to sex, but it always leads to you getting hurt. It's cheating. It's cheating. It's cheating. I've accepted it. You know, as a young person, I didn't want to accept it, but it is cheating. It is.
That's one thing that you agree with. That's one thing.
I can agree. I can agree. Well, now I can agree. I'm now agreeing with it.
Okay.
They've got a point. You know, it's pretty intimate. It is. It's pretty intimate.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. Can you think of anything else? Can you think of? Did we exhaust everything that could possibly qualify as cheating?
Any form of sex, any form of sex. That's oral, anal, masturbation, anything form of intimacy.
Well, yeah, we got sex. We got sex.
But
can you think of anything else? I don't.
No, I can't. Oh, massages.
Massages. That's right. Yeah, that's a lot of touching. That's a lot of touching. I would say cuddling. Cuddling is a lot of touching.
Cuddling.
It's a lot of touching. You can't go around doing a lot of touching. You got to feel bad about yourself if you're doing a whole lot of touching. Flirting,
right.
I think the jury might still be out on. But
okay.
Our special guest is going to come join us right now, and he'll have something to say about it. I love this dude. He's one of my mentors. He's a good friend of my family. Center City Comedy, New York. Comedy club, a bunch of comedy clubs in New York. He's a great comedian. And I want to welcome him to the Eric Terrell Show. Chris Cotton, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
what's going on, man?
All right, cool. What's up, man? I got first and foremost, I got to ask one question. Is this clean or dirty? Because that matters. It definitely matters.
You know, I started to text you before the show. And let you know. I said, yeah, Chris would be a great guest. He'd be a great guest, but not
I don't
sure.
Have to be dirty. I can be clean. There's no problem. Yeah. I just want to know before I get into it.
Is it possible that you can be explicit without being profane? Can you give it to us that way?
Yeah, that's what I do. All right, that's no problem. All right, I just wanted to know the parameters here. That's good. Yeah, I was listening, man.
Did anything catch your ear? You know, more than anything else.
Three out of two of those lists are goofy. Three of those things on that list out of the five are ridiculous and goofy. And you could tell three of those things were written by single women. You could tell that because he just is like some of the stuff is just outlandish and it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And certain things. And I would say, matter of fact, I'm going to say two were completely. Just outlandish and dumb. One thing is kind of a case-by-case thing, and two of them are obvious. Two of them, as a dude,
right.
If you don't know that's cheating, you're an idiot.
That's
you
true. That's true.
So you're talking about
the ex, and you're talking about oral sex.
Let's go through the list again. We'll go through from five to one, and I'll let you know how I feel very quickly.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about for each of them, but You want me to read them off to you?
Yeah. Read it off real quick. Read it off. What's five?
Number five, any form of activity with your ex. Any form.
Okay, now I want to say that one, for me personally, that makes complete sense. Like, yes, there's no need to interact with your ex. I don't care if she was real cool with your grandpa. And your grandpa passes away. She's not allowed to come to the funeral. She's an ex. She's an ex, and she's no more. And then now, if you see her in the street, do I think you should not speak to her? No, I think everybody deserves. You should be cordial to everyone. I feel like once your relationship evaporates, you gotta let it go. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's not healthy on anybody's front. I don't care if you say, well, we just friends. Come on, we just friends. That's a lot.
Right.
That's you trying to hang on to emotions that you got like maybe 10% emotion still invested in. Dude, let's be honest here. All of us have been up late night on Facebook like, let me see how she doing. You know what I mean? We've
right.
all been there. And the thing is, when you're doing that face-to-face via phone call, text, Yeah, it's slightly wrong. Because you know if you get caught, it's nothing. It's, the question that she's going to ask you and you have no answer for is, why did you contact her? And all you can say is,
I had nobody better to talk to. I don't know.
Well, your relationship, I don't know, is never a good answer. When you're a kid and you take cookies out of the cookie jar and your parents ask you, I told you how to get cookies. Why did you cook it? I don't know. Every cop video that somebody has been shot in, some sort of dialogue on which somebody did not know something was involved. Let me tell you something. That's the problem here. I don't know has killed more people than shut up. You know what I mean? That's how ridiculous the statement I don't know is. I'm sorry. I guess number four.
Yeah, when you break up with someone, you break up with the family. So that's why the funeral is done.
If you like me, you try to torch the place, and you don't want any remnants of it behind you. You know what I mean? Like a breakup is what it is. It's a breakup. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's do it. Number four, looking at her booty for more than 2 seconds. I give it two seconds.
That is a single chick. That is a single chick who hasn't been with anybody for more than 8 months. Now, I mean, you know that because that's the dumbest thing I've ever. With me looking at anything, first of all, just so you know, my credentials. I don't know everybody's credentials on this. I've been with my wife collectively for 10 years. I've been married to her for 4. I'm not saying I do everything perfect. I'm not saying I even do everything right. I'm saying this one detail: if she's that hung up on you looking at someone's butt, you would not last long. Do you think for 1 second you're with the same person for X amount of years that you want to just stare at them? That's not fair on anybody's side. That's not. If you can't have full control over everything, you got to give me some leeway somewhere because everybody has vices. That's how you end up with these situations where you find a dude and you find out he got a whole secret life because you won't even let him look at another chick's butt. You got to give people enough leeway to not lead a secret life. That's what I say.
That's right.
Cause that's right.
Because
think about it. If you strive for perfection in a relationship, you always have to hide something. I don't care how healthy – if you're in a healthy relationship, if you only hide something like every Wednesday, I go eat cupcakes by myself, that's just your secret. You have to hide something. And you just want that secret that you're hiding to be the smallest thing possible.
That's right. That's why I said, you know, that people cheat all the time. I mean, according to their partners. If it's something that your partner may not be okay with, then you're going to be cheating pretty much every day. But you gotta, if they're not around and it's not, and it's still innocent in your mind and you know it's innocent, not you rationalizing it and justifying it, making it innocent, but you know it's innocent. You know it's innocent. And they're not around. I mean, come on. The rules bend a little bit.
Me and my wife, we have an agreement. Basically, like, it comes down to this. If she wants to go out, like, to the club with her friends, if I go out to the club, go out. I tell her, let me know where you're going in case I'm going out so we don't bump into each other. We don't go to the same place. If my wife wants to dance or whatever, and by dance, I mean black dancing, which means somebody's grinding on her. And if I want to go out and dance, I tell her, go have fun. Just use common sense. Don't get too drunk. Mm-hmm. First of all, you got to drive. Second of all, your safety at that point is in question. And third thing with the drink, just don't do anything that you know can get back to me. And look, if you know for a fact you're somewhere where I might know people, don't act a fool. Everything in a relationship is using common sense. And so stuff like looking at a booty, that's come on. It's who do you think you are? Who do you think you are as another human being to tell another person what they can and can't look at?
Yeah.
That goes even deeper than relationship. That just goes down to you having control issues altogether.
Right. Right.
That's why I'm like, this chick has not – if this chick has been in a relationship for more than 8 months, the dude's cheating on her. Because he's so constrained that he feels like, look, I got to do something because this chick is too controlling. Mm-hmm. Mm. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I know you being a comedian, I mean, I've seen Chris Cotton. I can't count how many times I've seen him at shows. We've been on shows, you know, for I've been in comedy for 4 years. So I've been seeing him for about 4 years, and you've been married for 4 years, and I've still never seen your wife. So I know that you two are in different places often.
That's funny with that. Even when my wife comes to a show, most of the time it's before the show and after the show, I interact with her. Hey, what's up? How you doing, babe? Kiss her, whatever. But she realizes I'm at work. Like when she's a nurse, I don't go to her job. If I'm hurt and she's at a certain hospital, I'm not going to go directly to her floor. That's just, it's like I'm just impeding her work. It just comes to setting boundaries in life. I love hanging out with my wife. When it's me and my wife are hanging out, that's our time. But when she's at work, if she leaves her purse at home, she says, Chris, can you bring my by the job? You know what I do? I say, okay, I'll text you when I'm outside. When she used to work at a different hospital, she said, bring it up. I said, no, I'm not coming to your job. That's your area. I don't want me to even sell your ad. That's your space. And you know why I do that, too? I did that also so that way, vice versa, she could never be like, well, that one time you came to my job. I said, no, I never came. This is all a track record. I build track records of everything so that way she can't ever call me out and say, you remember that one? No. You came outside because I don't come in your space. When I tell you you can't come to a show, it's because I know I'm going to be busy and I'm going to be working and I don't need you in my area at that moment. I love you. When I get home, I'm going to tell you all about it. And if you want to come, you can come. I'll give you a kiss, but you're a patron at that time. You know what I mean? I'll get you a ticket.
Exactly.
You're in the audience. You can watch the show. But when it comes to you impeding my work, like if I have to go talk to certain comics, I don't want to have the whole time be sitting there worrying if you're being
ready to go home.
You know what I mean? And what I do is I always tell them, bring a friend with you because I'm not going to be talking to you. Bring one of your friends, hang out with them, say, hey, babe, love you, talk to you later. Drive separate cars to the event, and then she leaves when she wants. I leave when I have to, whatever.
Right. All right. Now, listen, I feel like some ladies may disagree with some of our opinions. I gave you a chance to call in. You didn't do it. So you had a chance. It is what it is. You can let us know. You can let us know. We probably won't care, but you can let us know. Whenever you get a chance, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. We got about 2 minutes left. I want to zip through these next three. I got to know where you at on these next three before we go.
Cool,
number three,
I'll be quick.
Letting another woman touch your cell phone.
Okay, this is a weird thing with me. This is personal. This is why I said for me this is a toss-up. Because me and my wife, we're very, like, I leave my phone everywhere. She knows the codes of my phone. But we have very, like I said, as you can tell, me and her are very big on personal space. She has the codes on my phone. But if she wants to use my phone, say, Chris, can I use your phone? I said, yeah, go ahead. I don't care. I don't hide anything from my wife because I'm not doing anything. But at the same token, if your phone is that big of an issue, from any standpoint, if you're you shouldn't be checking his phone. He shouldn't be scared for you to check his phone. But you should also keep certain boundaries. Now, with that being said, it doesn't matter who uses my phone. I don't care if a chick's walking down the street and she said, oh, well, I had a car accident. Can I use the phone? Here, take my phone. If somebody just in the street saying, I don't have any money, I need to call my daughter, I dropped my phone somewhere, can I use your phone? Go ahead, use my phone. I don't really care who it is. It's a phone. And the problem with everybody is you're doing too much on your phones and you already don't have trust. That's why the phone is an issue, because you should be out of this relationship to begin with if you already don't trust them enough. So it's kind of a catch-22. If the phone is that much of a problem, that's because you don't have trust, which means it's a horrible relationship to begin with.
Number two, letting another woman wear your clothes.
Yeah, that's just common sense. Come on now. Come on. That's one of the ones that was like that, no one else should be wearing your clothes. No one else. If my wife wants to wear my shirt, I'm going to be honest with you. This is a true story. My wife had a pair of pajama pants that an ex-boyfriend bought her. Didn't think it would ever annoy me. One day I came in the house, she was wearing them. Not thinking about it, she was just cleaning. I said, oh, they got to go. She's like, what do you mean? I said, I know where they came from. And I'm not a jealous dude, for real. I'm really not. But I said, something inside of me was like, this is pissing me off. I said, I am sorry, but they have to go. They have to go now. I didn't think emotions would happen, but it does. And that's just kind of uncomfortable, man.
Right. And here we go. This is going to be good. Number one, oral sex.
All right, come on, man. again. Come on. It's just a question. It's just really a question.
No,
like,
it's not.
This one, statement, well, this one is like, was like, if you, first of all, if you're the type of dude who could explain away oral sex, more power to you. More power to you. You are a beast. And I can, am I saying that at one point I didn't believe that it wasn't cheating? Yes. But that's because it favored me. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where I had to, but it had to be explained to me for hours at one point that it's not cheating, because in my mind, I was just like, ah, it is what it is. You know what I mean? But then after
right.
being sat down and explained to me for a long time, by actually by another female, which is a friend that I'm cool with, she had explained to me that oral sex, because, and it came to a one basic statement. If she did it, either receiving or giving, would you be angry? And I was like, yeah, I'd be angry. I said, then it's cheating. That's the, but aside from that, man, if you don't know that that's cheating, I'm not going to knock you because at one point I was there, but it is kind of common sense.
It is. It is. If you're an adult, it's definitely bad if you're still justifying oral sex. Now, we're done. We had an amazing time. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris Cotton. Before we go, let us know what you got coming up that you want us to know about.
Well, tonight, I don't know what y'all doing. If anybody's in New York City listening to this, tonight I'll be at the Stan Comedy Club doing a show called The Mashup, where basically it's, where it's like when two comedians go on stage together, and me and another Citizen City Comedy partner, H. Foley, will be on stage together. And then Saturday, I'll be at New York Comedy Club. Friday night, 11:30, and Saturday night. But Saturday night, I'm doing the Roast Battle at New York Comedy Club, and I'm going to versus Monroe Martin. Very funny comedy
also. Man.
So that's going to be a fun time. So if you're in New York City, come by to one of those shows.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's going to be great. That's going to be great. Thank you so much for joining us, man. Listen here, the relationship stuff is done for a while. Next week, we're talking to a friend of mine, Fearless, Deacon Aaron Fearless Smith. He just got his doctorate in African-American studies, and we're talking about whether hip-hop helps or hurts the African-American community. Thanks for joining us. Until then, love yourself, love others, love, love, and it's not hard to love love, just love God, because God is love, and God did it. Okay. God did it, baby. Thank y'all. Appreciate you.
Peace.